hear that music, you know it's time for us to break open God's words in the Psalms. And we're using the Revised Grail Psalms, which is approved for use in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And today we're looking at Psalm 134. All right, so 134 is in Book 5 of the Psalms. It's also in a group of Psalms called the Songs of Ascents, or Gradual Psalms. These are Psalms 120 to 134. So 134 is the last psalm in that series of psalms. And these are psalms that were sung by worshipers as they traveled to Jerusalem for one of three feasts. As they ascended the road to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Passover, or the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Pentecost, also called the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of Tabernacles, also called the Feast of Booths. And these psalms, 120 to 134, would have been psalms that they were singing as they were traveling to Jerusalem. So songs of praise, preparing their hearts for worship in the temple. So 134, and the prescripts are all very simple for these series of psalms. It just says, verse 1, a song of ascents. And why is it a song of ascents? Because no matter what direction that you're coming from, you're always going up to Jerusalem. So you'll be coming from the south and going north to Jerusalem. You're going up to Jerusalem. But you'll also be coming from the north and heading south. You're still going up to Jerusalem, right? Because Jerusalem was the city of the Lord. That's where the temple was. And that's where you go up to worship God. So Psalm 134 is pretty short. Oh, come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the courts of the house of the Lord. All right. So this talks about being vigilant day and night, that we serve the Lord no matter what we're doing, whether we're even asleep, right? In a sense, we're serving the Lord, who stand by night in the courts. So we have this constant vigil, this idea of vigil, being constantly aware of God's presence working in our lives. Verse 2, lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. All right, so that was one of the signs of worship, was lifting our hands in praise. And then finally, verse 3, may the Lord bless you from Zion. Remember, Zion is the heavenly name of Jerusalem. So the earthly name is Jerusalem, the heavenly name is Zion. The sacred name, he who made both heaven and earth. So just a very, very simple psalm, beautiful acknowledgement of God as creator and our relationship with God as a blessing, and how we have to be vigilant in our and staying in relationship with him, because there are so many forces outside of ourselves that are trying to destroy that covenant relationship with God.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.